The average student at Rock Valley is about 24 to 25 years of age.
Doug Jensen is the president of Rock Valley College in Rockford.
It is female. They go to school part-time, you know, so she goes to school part-time. She's probably a working adult. She's made to be a working mom.
But there are fewer average students like her each year. More people moved from Illinois than any other state last year. The state also has the second highest rate of college-bound students leaving to go to college elsewhere. Lori Borowitz is the president of Kishwaukee College in Malta. She says that she hears from her own students transferring out of state that they're not fleeing because of the schools themselves.
They do. They think Illinois has great institutions of higher education. They're just worried about the other parts of Illinois, like the budget.
Jerry Corcoran is the president at Illinois Valley Community College.
Meanwhile, schools that were in states that were contiguous to Illinois said, man, this is fertile ground. They're having a hell of a time over there, so we'll go recruit these students.
Some out-of-state universities have been offering more competitive prices while Illinois universities and community colleges raise theirs. There's also another part of the perfect storm of declining enrollment. Kishwaukee's Lori Borowitz explains.
I've been in community college education for the last 20 years, and we always have an inverse relationship with the economy.
During periods of low unemployment, working adults who would think about taking classes part-time are now more likely to have the opportunity to work full-time instead. Karen Hunter Anderson is the executive director of the Illinois Community College Board. She says those adult students are still community college's biggest opportunity in the future.
We're encouraging all of our colleges to look at some of the at recruitment in some of the non-traditional areas, as opposed to the 18-year-old high school graduates, because that population looks like it's going to continue to decline.
Online classes are also an important tool to recruit a pool of new students. This past summer, for the first time ever, more credit hours were taken online at Kishwaukee than on campus. Students can also utilize Illinois Community Colleges online, which allows them to take online courses offered at other community colleges if they're not available at their own. And at several community colleges in Illinois, you can get a fully online associate degree without stepping foot in a classroom, but that's not a fit for everyone. For those students, the blended option has gotten more and more popular, where classes are half online and half in person. That's been the case at Waubonsie College. Jamal Scott is the college's vice president of strategic development.
So the idea of being able to do some of that online but still have access to your professors.
Online classes may offer flexibility, but officials at Waubonsie say success rates are still higher for students who take classes in person or blended. Another way to recruit students is through the dual credit programs, which offer the opportunity to collect college credits while you're still in high school. Some schools offer incentives to those students. For example, at Illinois Valley, if you qualify for the state's free and reduced lunch program, you can enroll in dual credit courses for just the $5 registration fee. It's a win-win. Dual credit high school students get to jumpstart their degree, and they often choose to continue their degrees at that community college. However a student is recruited, community colleges hope that custom experience will keep them there. And if they decide to transfer after they get their associate degree, the Illinois Articulation Initiative is able to make sure that your class is transferred to the school that you want to move on to. In fact, despite all of the state's higher ed turmoil and enrollment decline, Illinois Community College students have the highest rate in the nation of bachelor's degree completion. I'm Peter Medlin.